Listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, joined by an audience of WNRN members, and we are so thrilled to welcome Kells. Thank you so much for being here. The new EP is Dirty Blues Princess. We're going to dig into that and a lot more, but we'd love it if you kick it off with a song for us first.
Yeah, let's try it. This is called Call Me.
Another drop of rain goes by, and I see a grown man cracking for no reason at all. Watch the tears from my eyes in the middle of the night again, but I don't care at all. Oh, my love for you is faded. Oh, my time on you is wasted. If you need me, call me. If you leave me lonely, we don't have to save the world. Oh, oh. If you need me, call me. If you leave me lonely, I won't cry for you. Summer nights I fly, in my skin there is no life again. I'm not used to now. Oh, my cover slips and my eyes fade in the middle of the stage again. I'm floating on a row. Oh, all my love for you is faded. All my time on is wasted. If you need me, call me. If you leave me lonely, we don't have to save the world. Oh, oh. If you need me, call me. If you leave me lonely, I won't cry for you no more.
Kells live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new EP is Dirty Blues Princess. It's where you'll find that track, Call Me. Kells, before we dive in, would you like to introduce who's accompanying you today?
Yes, this is Matt Phillips on guitar.
All right, welcome, Matt.
Thanks so much for being here. And background vocals.
All right. All right, before I ask you a question, I have to brag on you for a moment. Kells, independently booked, funded, promoted, and managed a 52-show U.S. secret show tour without a label or management support. Kells amassed more than 1 million social media followers and over 10 million streams in less than 6 months. In May of 2024, Kells opened up for Andre 3000 while headlining the Atlanta Jazz Festival and has received cosigns from Big Boy and Timbaland, Virginia's own, which we will circle back on shortly. I'm curious, where does this tenacity come from and what have you learned along the way?
I've already lived multiple lives, so I've already tried all the plan B's and C's. So this was always the plan A. I was just too scared to do it. But then I just eventually stuck with it.
So yeah. Kell's originally from Pittsburgh, then moved to Atlanta. How long ago?
4 years ago now.
And so why Atlanta? You know, there's several music cities, right? New York, L.A., Nashville. What was it about Atlanta?
My family's from Augusta.
Okay.
So it's like I just love Georgia. And also I felt like it was a good middle ground between an L.A. or a New York or a Nashville where, you can kind of get lost. And I didn't really know myself well enough to be in such a big market. I felt like I needed to really hone into what I wanted to say and what I wanted my songs to sound like.
So how do you, Atlanta. Sorry, step
no,
on
no,
there.
No, you're good.
How do you independently book a 52-date tour? And I should mention, this took about 3 years. You did a couple of rounds of these tours.
Yes.
Did it just start with people that you knew, friends that said, hey, come play our house, or did you put a call out online?
You're assuming I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, in every state.
No, that was in 2023. So I did 52 shows in 2023. In 2024, I did another round of like 30. But I started because I realized that online wasn't really like my niche. I don't care to do TikToks or, you know, promote via social media. And so the live music is what I live for. And I decided to just try all these. A lot of the Dirty Blues Princess EP, I tried it out for years just on the road. And I realized that it was me trial and error, like my fan base. And then I did quite a few So Far Sounds, if you're familiar with the So Far Sounds.
Yep.
So if I hadn't been to a city before, I would do a So Far, and then the next day I would do like a secret show, and I would just find places on Pier Space, and then I would throw my own. So yeah.
I also have to keep bragging on you, because I'm just so in awe. Earlier this year, you performed during the NFL draft in your hometown of Pittsburgh, and then you sung the national anthem at Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Go Knicks! What was that experience like?
It was awesome. I would say the draft. I kind of had a little more preparation. I found out like a few months before, so I really felt like I was able to, you know, leading up to that moment, like mentally prepare. But the Knicks and NBA Finals, like, you don't know who's gonna be, you know, in the finals, right? So I found out like 2 days before, so I didn't really have time to be nervous. I would say that game was the most interactive crowd. I felt like I was running a race because they were like cheering me on during the anthem, and I had never had that before, so it was really cool.
Kel's live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new EP is Dirty Blues Princess. We'd love to hear another one.
Sure. This next song is called 6 Feet Under. Think of Augusta when you hear this one. If you've ever been to Georgia. A train last night, let it pass by my stop. Shades low and my black hooded top. Ran all the way down to your mother's house. As the winds blew bare, dead and bashed at my feet. Stay on make of the fate I should meet. Ran all the way down, you know you let me down. But I went and I took your drug. I'm the priest of your religion. So tell me, baby, why I'm in love. Who fell apart when you're around? Pack it up. Who can't accept this world around? Don't say you want me in the morning. You're special, you think you got it figured out, but you could never be someone I will mess around with. Complicating all the words you said, can't get over voices in my head, based on truth, but lies can make you red. But I went and I took your drug. I'm the priest of your religion, so tell me, baby, why. The ground.
told you, baby, tell you why. I told you that I'd leave you there to die. Told you, baby, I told you why. I told you that I'd leave you there. Oh, 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 no.
Kells live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new EP is Dirty Blues Princess. So let's back up a bit. You've been singing since you were a kid.
Yes.
Very influenced by jazz artists. So what about the jazz tradition really drew you in? And can you tell us about some artists that you sort of look to?
Yeah, definitely. Sarah Vaughan's my favorite jazz singer. Ella Fitzgerald. I would say when I was younger, my school was very musical theater heavy, as a lot of schools are, and I didn't really fit in that box. I didn't want to over-enunciate every single word. I didn't want to learn the music on the page. I got kicked out of choir when I was in third grade because I just would go there. They're like, all you do is eat snacks and sing whatever you want. And I'm like, yeah. And that's what I do now. That's my job, you know? I eat snacks and then I sing whatever I want. Yeah, I'm just putting that together. So I found jazz mostly freeing because it was very improv based, which also really helped me with my songwriting. Pittsburgh is a super jazz heavy city. It's got a lot of speakeasies. It had a lot of speakeasies. I would say there's fewer and fewer, but the Northeast is just a great place to try that. My aunt lived in Manhattan and I moved in with her after high school and I was like trying it out, you know, and then I realized I still didn't know what I was doing with my life. So I just took a few blocks around the sun and figured it out. But jazz was always my base, for sure.
Who did you have sort of in your corner kind of saying, hey, you can do this? Did you have a mentor or any kind of vocal coach?
No, my college professors were like, why are you here? Like, what are you doing here? And, you know, when you're, it's so hard to, like, the only way stuff like this will work is if you're fully both feet in. And, you know, rightfully so, my parents wanted me to have stability and, they wanted me to graduate college because to them, you know, in that generation, it's like a very big deal. And I did. I didn't love it. I ended up going into nonprofit work. So I was a director of an after school program for 2 years after college and was still, you know, playing in jazz bands. That's kind of how I made my side passion is just jazz. And I was like, if I keep it a side passion, I'm going to get side results, you know. I'm not going to get the full results if I just keep treating it like it's just something on the side. So once COVID hit and all the schools closed, we were really trying to figure out how to do after school virtually, but school was already hard virtually, so to get kids to stay online for 3 extra hours after that, I was like, you know what, this is like a sign. I need to figure out what I'm doing.
So that brings me to, I said we'd circle back to Timbaland. He used to do these live streams where he would invite independent artists to play their music.
Right.
You participated in one of these,
and
then a producer out of Atlanta got in touch with you after that. Can you tell us that story and how that sort of came along?
I was seeing him pop up. I don't know how many years he was doing it before I joined. It was 2025 when I joined the live stream, and I would see him pop up and I'd be like, oh, my songs aren't ready yet. Because I'd been touring for 2 years. I hadn't put anything out. I had a bunch of unreleased music. And I was like, well, maybe I'll play him 3 new songs and see which one he likes. And that'll be my next release. And so I did that. And he really loved my one song, Bluffin'. And I was like, all right, this is my release plan. I'm going to screen record this video. And that's how I'm announcing the single. And it just gave me a lot of confidence that just because I hadn't been really releasing music, that doesn't mean the music wasn't ready. I felt like it wasn't ready just because I hadn't shown it to anybody. But to show it to someone like Timbaland and then him love it, I cried like a baby. Yeah. And then, so a lot of producers joined that live stream and I met Romano. So Romano was living in Atlanta at the time and we connected and I got a lot of DMs after that. So I wasn't sure like who was for real, you know what
right.
I mean? And he is in more of the hip hop space, and I was like, you know what? Like, what if we fuse these two together? And he was sending me things that were more of like had the hip hop like bass line and drums, and then I was kind of singing more jazzy melodies, and that's how the first song we did together, Gone, went, and then Daddy's Not the One, and Amphetamines. There's a whole list of them, but the two of us kind of created that Dirty Blue sound together by fusing our genres together. Yeah.
Well, we've enjoyed spinning Gone on WNRN, and we'd love to hear a live version.
We saved the best for last.
I'm so sick of your lies. Count 2, 3, 4 times. Location turned off. These days gonna get rough. These days gonna get rough. These days gonna get rough. Don't heal my line. Oh, spill my wine. You let those things come get. Don't be surprised when your house is gone. Don't be surprised if I don't pick up. Don't be surprised when you're out of love. Don't be surprised when I'm gone. Go. Pulling me closer, thinking we're gonna get closure. Don't act like I don't know you. Don't act like I don't know you. No, no. Oh, 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 oh. Don't heal my line. Oh, spill my wine. You left your things. Come give your time.
Thank you so much for being here at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond with WNRN. Thanks to the staff and crew at In Your Ear and Shaco Records. Thanks to my WNRN colleagues, Matt, Sarah, Maddie. And thanks to all the WNRN members and underwriters who are in attendance, whose support makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.